Tommy Bass sits patiently on an old fold-up chair in front of his shack at the foot of Lookout Mountain in Leesburg, Alabama. He stares straight ahead, his hands on his lap, waiting for customers. Tommy knows that people will be arriving soon, seeking his remedies and advice. They've been doing so for years.
We've been in the herb business though since 1918. We never made a dime out of it, but we sure have seen people get better.
We is just Tommy Bass, who always refers to himself that way. Bass is a distinctive-looking 84-year-old. He could be a character out of a Spielberg movie. A small man with a disproportionately large head, complete with a prominent red nose, bushy eyebrows, and a crew cut of fine white hair spiked straight up. Tommy rises from his chair to take me on a tour of his front yard, which is almost as interesting to look at as he is. This is quite a place.
Oh boy, it is a place.
Tommy supplements his work as a mountain medicine man with a junk business. His front yard is piled high with rusty bed springs and sinks, tricycles and toasters. Even more junk hangs off the clothesline he's crisscrossed between trees.
Of course, that's Van Tannel, and this here's off of a barrel. And of course, this.
But Tommy's true calling is folk medicine, carrying on a tradition once common here. Healers like Tommy Bass were crucial to healthcare in the Appalachian Hills, where isolation, poverty, and a scarcity of doctors left few options. Folk remedies were trusted and easy to come by. Indeed, many of Tommy Bass's favorite cures can be found in the ground right behind his shack.
This one here is the queen of the meadow, and it's one of the finest things in the world for the kidney and the backache. And this one here is a wild carrot. Some people call it Queen Anne's lace. And it'll just take the weight off, drink a tea made out of it, and it takes the weight off just like pouring water through a funnel. But bitter, whew, bush is bitter. And of course, this one here is the sage. And it actually will make hair grow on a doorknob. It's just the finest thing in the world for a hair tonic. And this one here is passion flower. We call it Mayflower.
Howdy.
How are you?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
All right, I
do. What can we do for you?
7 days a week, customers make their way to Tommy Bass's shack to buy herbs. Tommy is always upfront with his customers, explaining that he is not a doctor and dispensing his herbs without pushing.
We don't claim it's a cure, and all I do is recommend, and I don't tell them to take it if they don't want to.
Nevertheless, Tommy's reputation as a master folk healer has spread far.
One man come all the way from Boston, Massachusetts to see me. By gosh, he caught a plane, and then he hired an automobile, and he come down the trail there just like he'd always lived here. And he was 93 years old. He had a cancer way down in his stomach. He said, "Now, I'm not expecting to get well, but said, I just thought maybe I might give me some ease." I said, "I'm going to give you enough clover bloom to make 3 gallons of tea."
Today, a man named Huey Long has driven about 100 miles from Canton, Georgia, to visit Tommy. It's his first time here. Huey is suffering from a painful case of gout, and Tommy has prescribed him some prickly ash bark to boil into a tea.
He's a very kind man, not the least interested in money. I think he's the kind of person that likes to just help people, and he sure knows his business.
A visit with Tommy Bass can last for hours. Customers seek advice from Tommy about all sorts of problems, and Tommy regales his customers with stories from his long career of curing.
When he got excited, he stuttered. And he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll give you $5 to get me enough to make her some tea. And I said, Pete, do you think, by golly, that I'd charge you $5 to get something to cure your little girl? He said, well, damn it, I don't know what it is. Well, went on down there and dug the herbs, roots, and by gosh, made the tea in 3 days. The little girl's well, eating anything she wanted.
What's good for hardening of the arteries?
Well,
over the past decade, Tommy Bass has become quite sought after. More and more, scientists are looking to plants for help in developing new drugs. Digitalis, a heart stimulant, is made from the dried leaves of the foxglove. A whole host of other plants are now being researched for their medicinal uses. A steady stream of physicians, botanists, and folklorists have made the trek out to this remote shack to find out what Tommy knows. But Tommy Bass hasn't let all of the attention go to his head. After all, he says, he's got too many people who need his help and too little time to take care of them.
We'd like to quit, but people won't let us. And now I wish I hadn't never even seen a dead blamer.
Tommy Bass, master folk healer, lives and works in Leesburg, Alabama.
Well, I'm going to go, Tommy, and I'm going to try this thing, and the Lord be with you. I appreciate it.
For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.
That on your foot, that there rug, take that paint out. Is he going to come back with a report?